Joining us now for more analysis of Palin's speech is Karen O'Connor. She's the director of the Women in Politics Institute at American University in Washington, D.C. Welcome.
Thank you.
We have heard that enthusiastic response from the crowd at the Republican National Convention, but do you think that she answered the questions that have been raised about her outside the convention?
Absolutely no. I think that when I was actually watching this with several people last night, both Republicans and Democrats, all women, and everyone was very disappointed that there were really very few policy positions set out. And yes, she does seem to be in a position to be an attack dog. And I don't know how that's going to play outside of the convention hall for 8 weeks. She's in a situation when you're in a convention, and she's a very good speaker, and everyone is all jazzed up. They're going to be really excited. The adrenaline in that room was unbelievable. She can give a good speech. The question is can she give good answers when it comes time to ask her about an entire range of issues for which she's really not prepared?
But so then what do you think her overall message was last night? Was it simply character?
I think it was character. It was, this is my family. We're wonderful. Every family in America is different. And John McCain is going to make a great president. The problem is he's the oldest person running for office. She's very young and she's quite inexperienced. So I'm not saying that she's not smart, but she doesn't have the experience to step up, I believe, and be the president of the United States. But about 3 months ago on a C-SPAN show, I predicted that this might be the nominee because it was a logical thing for him to pick a woman. And the interesting thing was how little she was vetted. And I think as we get down the line in this 8 weeks and Democrats are searching for other things about her, Alaska is such a small place. Everybody knows everybody's business. And so we're going to get to know a lot more about her personally, if that's the way she wants to do the campaign. But you can't run just on personality. The American public needs to know what you feel about particular issues. And when they start learning that she is absolutely pro-life, that my understanding is she would just like to put people in jail who have performed abortions. She is for intelligent design or wanting to ban the teaching of creationism in schools. So on a whole host of issues, including she's even against equal pay for women. So if you're putting her on a ticket to get women's votes, I think he made a big mistake, but except for mobilizing the core Republican women. I think those women on the ground who might not have been excited are now excited.
But part of her job is not necessarily to get women to vote for her, but to get independents to vote for her. That's the idea here. So does she appeal? Does she bring some of those wavering voters to the side of the Republicans?
I think after America watches the debates and looks at each of the, well, actually looked at all four candidates and understands what they stand for, I think independents will go with who they are closest to on policy issues, not because it's a woman. It's also interesting that last night she didn't point out the historic moment really that was going on, in that it's the second time that we've had a woman nominated, but the first time for the GOP. You notice when she was originally introduced, she mentioned Geraldine Ferraro and Hillary Clinton, and everybody in the room just stopped. And there was dead silence as to her mention. But I thought she missed a good opportunity there to talk about being a woman and how historic the moment was.
You know, Senator Obama dealt with a question of his race in just one speech. And since then, he hasn't talked about race much. So is it just the case that Sarah Palin said it and doesn't feel that she has to do it again? Those were the comments to end all comments, and that's the end of that.
You might be right, but I actually disagree with you, because Obama did the race thing, And I don't think that she has adequately done, if you want to call it, the woman thing. And I think it's very important. It's very historic. It's a wonderful thing for our daughters to look at that a woman is nominated. But I think once you get past that, some women I've talked to have said that they feel very insulted because they put a woman on the ticket thinking that women will simply vote for her because she's a woman. And I think we've passed that place in our thinking.
Okay. And do you think that she answered the family questions? That was what everybody was looking at. And the cameras were looking at her daughter. Just quickly, we just have a few seconds left.
I think she actually did a very good job about addressing the family issues. I think, like Barack Obama said, it should be, families should be off limits. And it does, however, when you look at her whole family in its entirety, if we're doing a values campaign, I think that some people have got to think, oh my goodness, she's got a very interesting family. How can she be talking about values?
I'm going to stop you
there.
Karen O'Connor is the director of Women in Politics Institute at America University in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much.